For today's deal of the week, we're gonna be in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri. Good day, good people. This is Ben Williams, real estate investor, also mortgage loan originator, primarily working with real estate investors and investment property. And for today's deal of the week, we're going to be in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri. We're going to be evaluating a property at 3458 Alberta Street. It's on the south side of St. Louis. It's in a community called Dutchtown, which is a great community. It's constantly improving. The people that live there really, really love this community, which is why I love to invest in Dutchtown, right? So let's take a look, 3458 Alberta Street, right? So the listing just came online. I saw it last night. I said, yo, let me check this out. This looks kind of interesting, right? So 3458, let's scroll through the pictures. Nice red painted brick building. I love this, looks amazing. Scroll through some of the pictures. Not a big fan of the drop ceiling, but that's easy to correct, and it's not anything that would stop me from buying the building. Units look pretty good. It's a duplex, so unit on the first floor, unit on the second floor, probably walk-through units, meaning that you have the living room, the bedroom, and then the kitchen, so you have to actually walk through the middle unit or the middle space, which is the bedroom, to get to the kitchen. And the bathroom is just right on the other side of the bedroom, right? So units look pretty good. Again, in the kitchen, looks like newer appliances. Again, the drop ceiling, not a huge fan of, but you know, it's not anything that would discourage me from purchasing this property or advising one of my clients to actually purchase this property. Bathroom looks fairly new and updated. Steps look good. I think this is carpet on the second floor. Again, drop ceiling. Has a nice deck outside. Bathroom looks really, really good. So far, so good. Nice fence. Grass is cut. Has a little garage. Not too bad. So far, so good. So let's take a look. Okay, let's look at the sales price here. So $150 could be a little high for Dutchtown. I think things in Dutchtown generally go from like 70 to like maybe 125-ish, 130 or something like that. Check out the description. Property has been recently renovated, which is a good thing. New carpet, new paint. It's vacant. And it originally rented for $750 a unit, according to this listing. Now, again, my experience in Dutchtown has been one unit apartments go for $625 to $650-ish. You may be able to squeeze $700 out of it, depending on how well is rehab. So, but the listing here says $750, so that's what I'm going to go with. We're gonna go over to Rentometer and take a look just to see, just to get like some rental comps, right? So let's head over to Rentometer and take a look. Put the address already in here. One bedroom, make sure that we specify that it's apartment. So analyzing this, Rentometer says the median rent is $625, which is about what I thought it would be. That's pretty normal for Dutchtown. So, but again, the listing says $750, so that's what I'm going to roll with. But we're always going to do our due diligence. We're always going to check and make sure if that's the correct price, if that's what this building was really renting out for. So, okay, so that's what Rentometer says. Check out Rentometer. Love it. I use it all the time. So let's go over to my software. And let's take a look. So we're going to be checking out 3458 Alberta Street. So I've already put this into my system, right? So it's Dutchtown again. Property looks pretty good. This pitch is actually what it looked like before the rehab. So you could tell some work has been done. Let's change this list price to $150 because that's what the listing is. I ran comps earlier. My comp analysis says $139,900 on the high end. My system's comp analysis says $122,83, right? One bedroom duplexes, Dutchtown annual tax is $657. So everything seems to line up with the listing. Built in 1910, Older buildings, so with older buildings come problems. So, you know, you just have to be aware of that, make sure you're setting aside enough money, right? So everything looks pretty good. Let's move over to the ARV. So again, when I did ARV, my adjusted ARV was $130,900, $130,900. That's what I came up with. My system says $122,83. So the comps that I found is 3943 Louisiana Avenue, right? 1900 square feet, sold for $104,500 in December. The other comp I found, 3419 Montana Street, 2200 square feet. This one sold in January 2021 for $120,000, right? So another comp that I'm really interested in is 3423 Montana Street. This is 2200 square feet, so similar square footage, went for $144,000 back in April. So immediately I'm thinking like, okay, I need to call my realtor, have her run some comps, some real comps, because the realtors always have the best data. They can access MLS, which I can't. So I'm using just Redfin, right? So my adjusted comp is $139,000. Now, let's go over and look at the financials. This is the most important part of everything, right? So $150,000 is the list. My ARV is saying $139,000. Right, so construction time I have here a month. The building is vacant. It's gonna take about a month to get some people in. And in fact, a vacant building isn't so bad, because if you have to do any rehab, in the month where it's on the market for rent, you can get in there and paint and like fix things that are broken and, you know, do what you need to do right in that month. So the holding time for this building for me is 10 years. I try to change out buildings every 5 to 10 years. Some investors hold them forever. Some like to change them out, rehab them, sell them quickly, hold on to them for 1 or 2 years, you know, move on. But my thing for buying holds 5 to 10 years, and I sort of reevaluate. But for this building, I'm saying a 10-year hold, right? Purchase cost, I have $3,000 here. That pretty much should take care of all of the costs, inspections, appraisals, title search, survey, whatever you have to come up with. Documentation fees, about $3,000. My sale cost in year 11, I have 9% here. That's 6% for commission, 3% for closing costs. Is always some additional cost. So I have about 9%. Between 9 and 10% is what I roughly pay to close out a property, right? So taxes, $657. Annual expense growth rate is also going to be 3%. Good estimate. I like to keep it there. That's about what I expect. Property management is 9%. Could be 10, could be 11, could be 8, could be 12, but I pay 9%. That's what my property managers charge me. So that's what I'm putting here. That's part of my analysis. So monthly expenses, water, sewer, sometimes trash. I have $50 a month for each. My insurance is $100 a month. That'll vary. That's just what I'm putting here when I do my final analysis. Maybe a little more, maybe a little less, but I have about 100. Now my maintenance, I set aside 10% of the rent for maintenance. In this case, 750 is what I'm being told it can rent for. 750 is the expectation. So I'm setting aside $150 a month for maintenance, right? So purchase price is 150 plus the $3,000. We're gonna put down 20%. So that's $30,600, right? On a 360-month mortgage, that's 30 years. We're gonna start that. We're gonna start paying that in month one. Interest only at 5.25%. I always do interest only because I like to maximize my cash flow. If I wanna pay down some of the principal, I can do that whenever. I can do that at the end of the year or whenever. If I just feel like, hey, I got a little extra cash, let me pay down some of the principal. I always do interest only, works for me because I maximize the cash flow. 1.5 points on a loan, that's $1,836, $1,836. My monthly payment is gonna be $536, right? Okay, so this is what we got going on. Let's scroll up. Let's check out the rental and income expenses. Everything is pretty much the same as what we saw on the first page. 10-year hold, overall vacancy rate, I have estimated at 3%. Annual appreciation rule, I have 3%, could be 2 to 3, but that's about what I expect, right? Annual growth rate and the rent, I'm also saying 3% there. So everything else is exactly the same, except for this part where we have our CapEx. I'm putting aside 5% for CapEx. I'm gonna take 5% of the rent and just put it aside, because anything can happen. In year eight, you may have to get a new roof or replace some flooring or whatever. So I like to have just a little bit of money set aside for that. All right, so let's take a look at the rehab estimate. So again, the listing says that this building, this property, has been renovated. I'm assuming everything is taken care of and I won't have much, but I always set aside about 10% of the purchase price in case I have to go in and fix anything. In this case, that's $15,000. Now, the good news is that if everything is taken care of in this building, then there's not much to do. Maybe some cleaning, you know, fix a couple things here or there, but $7,500 for each unit should do it. Now, again, this is my rule. Not everyone has this rule. It's my rule. I set aside 10%. Sometimes you use it, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you use 2%, sometimes you use 11%, but I like to have it set aside. It's not a hard and fast rule. That's just my thing. So that's 15 grand, right? So let's move over. Let's check out the analysis. Now, I have a couple rules that I have in place for me. So I'm looking at this cash on cash return. It's 1.33. I like my cash on cash to be north of 9%. Some investors say 12%, some investors say 15, some even 20, because they're out there looking for great deals. I'm saying 8 or 9, preferably 9 and above for my cash on cash return, right? So we scroll down and we look at the financials for this. So $1,500 is the monthly rent, minus the vacancy loss, which we are going to apply a $45 reduction over 12 months. So my effective monthly income, rental income, is gonna be $1,455. I'm gonna be paying $608 in expenses, and my loan payment is gonna be $536. So my monthly cash flow is gonna be $311. Now, my rule is $100 a door, so I'm definitely meeting that. I'm definitely meeting that, and that's a good thing. This is about $155 a month per door. That works for me. But I still have this issue of cash flow, 1.33. But let's investigate a little further. So some people look at year one. Year one is great. I always look at year two because that's my first full 12-month year. My total cash flow is $18,540, right? Minus the vacancy loss, $17,984. We go down to our operating expenses. 6621. Those are all of our expenses. That's what we have estimated. So our net operating income, the expenses minus the yearly income, is going to be $11,363. We have a little bit of CapEx, about $900. That takes us down to $10,463. Our finance is going to be $6,426 a year. That's going to give us a cash flow in year two of $4,037. Not too bad. The property's cash flowing. We're not in negative. Now, if we scroll over to my exit year, which is year 11, at this price of $150, our total exit will yield $45,850. So not too bad. But I still have this issue of cash on cash return. Now, I want to get the 9%. It's cash flowing and that's great, right? So I want to get the 9%. So let's go back to the financial analysis, to the project financials, and let's see what number I need in order to get to 9%. So as I said, I think buildings in Dutchtown can go from low end from like 70 grand all the way up to about 125-ish. But we do have that one comp that went for 144, but between 70 and 125-ish is what I'm expecting. So let's say on a high end, let's put an offer in at 125. Let's say that offer gets accepted. Now, let's scroll down to our analysis and let's see what that looks like, right? So my cash on cash return at 125K is 4.64. A little better, but still not where I want it to be. But at that rate, we're gonna be cash flowing $399 a month, almost $400 a month. And our exit year, that's gonna yield us $81,737. Not too bad, it's cash flowing. We have $5,000 in year two of cash flow. if all is well. So that looks pretty good, but I'm still not getting the cash on cash return that I'm looking for. So let's go back to the project financials. Now, again, Dutchtown, 70K to 125. Let's take this down to 110,500. I know that that's way below what the ask is, but this may be the number that works for me. Let's see. All right. So 110,500. We're going to go over to the analysis. Let's see what that does. So this gives me a cash on cash return of 6.97. So that's 7% basically. That is really, really close. So let's look at the cash flow. The monthly cash flow is now basically $450 a month. Awesome, right? Let's scroll down to my exit. We're looking at $102,000 when I sell this at exit. Even though this doesn't meet my cash on cash return, the cash flow is great. Year two, we're looking at $56.96 in cash flow. This would be something that I would consider. This would be something I would consider. Not every building meets your requirements, but I feel like the cash flow is good. The appreciation looks good. I love investing in places like Dutchtown where people really care about the community and are working hard to make it better. So I feel like for me, like this is a pretty good, deal at 110,500. At 150, I probably would not touch it, but that is just me. So let me know what you guys think. Is this a deal or is this not a deal? Leave a comment below, hit the subscribe button, and also follow me on Instagram at future_DeNiro. Investors, if you're looking for a lender, with great customer service that's also an investor, I know what you guys go through. I understand this thing forwards and backwards. Shoot me an email, benny@investorpropertyloan.com. I will make sure you guys are taken care of. If you want to check out my website, go to futuredeniro.com. If you want to send me an email there, ben@futuredeniro.com. Looking forward to hearing from you guys. Peace, and happy investing. See ya.